Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here we are with another Cosmic Salon, and I have been really wanting to get to this particular show, and it's taken quite a bit to get this together, and this, I believe, is some of the most important work that could be talked about right now that one should be doing. I'm doing in the process of some of this, and when we're talking about how to heal ourselves, when we're talking about solutions, when we're talking about getting rid of the nasties that are within us, this is the show for you. This is a show all about parasites. And friend of the Cosmic Salon, Verde Moon, has reached out to me. She had a lot of expert advice in a thread we had going on. And I just kept seeing more and more information from her that I wanted to dive deeper, and we've developed a cool relationship. This person knows what she's talking about, and this is a gift to you out there that hears these words and understands the importance of this from us. So I will wait no longer and bring on my friend Verde Moon. Hello, Miss Verde Moon.
Hello, Nish. Thank you for the fantastic introduction. I am so honored to be here today on the Cosmic Salon with you and your audience. I really deeply admire and appreciate all of the fantastic work you do here.
I'm thrilled to have you, and you know how I feel about you. I think you're an adept at what you do, so welcome on, and thank you for that warm greeting.
Thank you. I'm excited to be able to shed some light on a subject that I think is super important, but somehow seems to have been completely erased from the landscape of health entirely. I find that to be pretty unfortunate because over the years, and especially over the last few years, I've really come to the conclusion that our ability to thrive here in this modern world is at least in part due to our ability to understand what's within us, like the organisms, the pathogens, the parasites. So when it comes to these nasty things, seeing really is believing. Because when you start to take a closer look at what actually comes out of us, it can be pretty shocking. Oh, know that, okay? And know that I am not here to tell anybody what to do. But I really hope to inspire some people, those who are willing to listen, to maybe take some steps to towards what I consider to be a deeply transformative process. This is a process that cleanses not only our bodies, but our minds and our spirits as well. It's really a journey at its core, and it's a journey that can help all of us to reclaim our rightful sovereignty here. And a journey that can maybe help us navigate this battle of the soul type experience that we all currently find ourselves in. So with that said, I must also say the information discussed here today is for entertainment purposes only and is intended to be educational and informative in nature and is not a substitute for advice, diagnosis, or treatment provided by a healthcare professional. This information is the result of years of practice, research, and boots-on-the-ground experience and is merely based on my own opinions, observations, and perspectives without making any claims. I invite you to do your own research and employ the proper medical professionals as needed to consult one-on-one for a credentialed, informed opinion to suit your specific needs. Do not disregard any professional advice due to the information shared here today. Dietary supplement information has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always speak directly to your primary care physician or other healthcare professional before taking any nutritional or herbal supplements. When it comes to choosing a healthcare professional, I think it's imperative that you actually try to find someone who may have some sort of understanding of the cleansing and detoxing process and what that really means in our world today. Someone who maybe even has some knowledge of parasites and parasitic infections. I've come to find this is not always an easy undertaking, even in the alternative health world, because like I said, this subject is just totally absent from any conversation on health and well-being. I think there may be a few reasons for this. One major one being testing. Parasites often go undetected, and they do have the means and intelligence to do that. Over the years, I can't tell you how many people I've known who've tested negative for parasites, proceeded to do a cleanse, and then actually removed plenty of parasites through that process. Maybe since there are so many parasites in existence, there's millions really. Many may not be cataloged or even identified. So there is that. The ropeworm, for example, this parasite has no test that can reveal its presence within the human body. Yet it happens to be one of the most common parasites that we see. And it very well may be inside of every single one of us. But we're going to discuss ropeworms a little further in a bit. Now, I'm uncertain as to why testing is so inefficient, but it's definitely a pattern that I've noticed, so you can draw your own conclusions on that. Maybe it's due in part to the failure of proper testing, but it's really become apparent to me that the vast majority of the population are really in a complete state of denial and disbelief that having parasites is even possible. I think that many people are kind of under the impression that it's only a third world country issue and just kind of dismiss the idea. There's also some deeply seated fears embedded within the psyche around the idea that we may have worm-like creatures cohabitating within us, which is definitely understandable. Many people will even immediately think of John Hurt's character in the movie Alien, where some sort of eyeless, slime-covered creature with, like, razor-sharp rows of teeth bursts from the body and screeches. Now, I can't tell you for an absolute fact, because nothing in this realm really surprises me anymore. But I can pretty much promise you that it's very highly unlikely that you have a xenomorph alien inside of your body waiting to burst out. But I can also pretty much promise you that if you have a pulse, you have parasites. Parasites have actually always been with us. They're an ancient intelligence, and our bodies are designed to harbor some sort of parasites and bacteria. And that relationship is actually supposed to be communal and symbiotic, but that's not always the case, especially when the body becomes overly toxic, dysregulated, and severely stressed. That's when parasites can really begin to proliferate. They can take over and really run amok. This can cause some severe damages to both the physical body and the spiritual body as well. As I mentioned, there are millions of parasites in existence. And yes, some are biosynthetic, but we will get to those manufactured micro machines in another episode. We kind of need to start at the beginning here with the basics, and all of these things are interconnected anyway. Things like viruses, bacteria, fungus, mold, these things are all parasitic in nature. Candida, for example, is a fungus that can hijack synapse function and then send its own signals to your brain. That's a pretty intelligent thing to do, I think. Molds like Aspergillus, and that's a very common one, they can actually begin to colonize inside the body, making you like a mold factory. And in turn, this creates perfect environment for candida and parasites as well. It's actually quite common to have multiple infections at the same time, and most people do. So all of these things kind of feed off of and thrive on each other. Then you add in some more toxins like glyphosate, herbicides, and heavy metals, which are all basically like foods for these things. And then you really have a choice environment for parasites to take over. Now, parasites can be picked up in many more ways than most people realize. Toxoplasma gondii, for example, this is an intercellular protozoan parasite. And many of you may have heard of this before because it's commonly referred to as the cat parasite, because that's really the main way that it transfers to humans. But that's not the only way. This parasite can be picked up from walking barefoot, eating raw food, sharing food with others, visiting friends with cats, and it can even be sexually transmitted. It's estimated that over 40% of the population is infected with Toxoplasma gondii, and I imagine that number could actually be higher. This parasite can become embedded in the liver. It can become embedded in the brain. So it can, in a sense, take over your thinking. It can change the behavior and even the appearance of its host without the host ever even being aware of it. Many parasites, actually, are able to hijack the body and its mechanisms of communication. Parasites can affect our perception and our experience. There is no question they can affect our consciousness. And they are, in fact, conscious themselves. A wise man once said, "Not all the voices inside your head are your own." And I believe this is something to really examine as you move through this process of detoxification, which really is also a journey of true unveiling and self-discovery. It can be kind of like removing a weight from yourself, almost like removing a demonic presence. Some will even say that parasites and demons are one and the same. We're going to dive deeper into that particular concept in the next episode. But in the meantime, check out the YouTube video called Parasites Are Demons. And we will provide a link to this in the show notes. And I think it explores this idea very well with some visuals. Now, speaking of the visuals, within this video, it does show enlarged close-up images of parasites from under the microscope. So if you've never seen this before, let me just warn you, it can be pretty terrifying the way they look. And it's kind of part of their job, really, to create fear. It's part of how they're so successful and how they survive. And in a way, they feed off your fear. So just know that you may have some nightmares about all of this, and that's normal. That will pass. Parasites can actually infiltrate the astral plane, and they love to manipulate your mind in your dream space. They can even make it so you don't remember your dreams. Parasites are even known to be responsible or linked to many mental disorders, ranging from ADD to schizophrenia to anxiety and depression, and even including dissociative disorders. Suicide has even been linked to parasitic infection. There's a series called The Parasite Problem on YouTube that gives some receipts to the relationship between parasitic infections and all sorts of diseases. So we will provide a link to that as well so you can see for yourself. It's kind of alarming. Part of how parasites are so successful in creating pain and illness is that one of the things that they do to survive is severely negatively impact gut health. And in turn, that severely negatively impacts the mind. There is an absolutely profound relationship between gut function and brain function. Dr. M. Ron Mayer explored this concept very deeply in his book that many of you may be familiar with called The Mind-Gut Connection. And over 2,000 years ago, Hippocrates said, all disease begins in the gut, and therefore in the mind, because we now know the two are connected. The idea of gut feeling, it's not hyperbole. It's not woo. It's not a trend on social media, okay? But rather real, hard science. Your gut is where true clairvoyance actually comes from. And your gut profoundly affects mental and emotional states, which are the most powerful keys to true healing, and especially when it comes to detoxing and parasite cleansing. So this really brings me to the phase zero of this entire process. And that is to heal and seal the gut, and then to nutrify and mineralize the body. So our gut is our first line of defense. Our immune systems must be functional and optimal to rid ourselves of these bad bugs. And 80% of our immune system is actually in the gut. Without proper gut health, it also becomes impossible to nutrify our bodies properly because we're just unable to absorb anything. So due to the constant bombardment of toxins and stresses that we're all assaulted by on a daily basis, it's nearly impossible to maintain a sealed gut. And most everyone does have a compromised immune system to some degree. These issues really do affect our neurotransmitters, causing cognition issues, brain fog, and just overall mental dysfunction. Leaky gut equals leaky brain. Candida is actually the main culprit of leaky gut. And this can be caused by a number of different things, like toxins, stress, infections, and also parasites. Candida is a parasitic fungus that kind of paves the way for all parasitic life to flourish, and also will then create more candida in the body. Candida is rarely in isolation, and about 90% of people with this issue also have a bad bug infestation. So as candida goes unchecked, the bad bugs begin to take over. So candida and parasites will actually suppress stomach acid and production, since that's one of the main agents that kills them. Candida will actually embed right into the gut lining like a tiny little screw. And this creates holes where undigested food can leak through. And then the blood cells see that as a foreign invader and begin to attack. Then you end up with inflammation. Then that turns to chronic inflammation. Then that ultimately leads to conditions they call autoimmune. And this is like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, Hashimoto's, stuff like that. Now, all of this bullshit can really start to tax the liver as well as the adrenals. It can disrupt gallbladder function and just suck out all the nutrients and minerals in your body. And then this really becomes a downward spiral of systemic chaos. Also, keep in mind that if the gut is inflamed, antiparasitic medicine could potentially exacerbate any of these issues. So the gut absolutely must be addressed before a detox is even considered. Now, this can be kind of complex depending on the state of the gut and the actual causes of dysregulation. If your gut issues are more on the severe side, some testing may be in order. There are tests like GI maps or one called organic oats tests, and these are the best tests that can reveal what exactly may be going on with the gut. And that will end up being really helpful to your detox protocol. So we're going to provide a link to a trusted source where these tests can be ordered. They'll be sent to your home and you perform them at home and then send them to the lab and the lab will send you back your results. Now, I realize testing isn't always an option for everyone, and especially due to financial restrictions. So there are some other options to consider. There's a book called Supergut, and this is by Dr. Williams Davis. This book explains how to reprogram the microbiome and heal the gut. It's specifically focused on a condition that's called SIBO, or small intestine bacterial overgrowth. This condition can be super tricky to deal with and could definitely stop a detox protocol dead in its tracks. Be mindful of that. There's also a nutritional protocol by the name of GAPS, and that was developed by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. Her book is called Gut and Psychology Syndrome. This is kind of a breakdown of how gut issues can cause mental dysfunction and other issues, and it includes a lot of recipes on how to heal the gut that are mostly based on bone broth. Okay, so finally, there is an absolutely outstanding product that can help heal and seal the gut, and it was developed by a very wise medicine woman by the name of Dr. Rachel Fresco. So she has a background in traditional Chinese medicine, and her tincture by the name of Remove is a blend of powerful herbs that can help rid the gut of candida and even other infections. This tincture also helps to break down the biofilm. So a biofilm is basically like a slime layer of goo where parasites like to hide and suspend themselves. And this can give them the ability to avoid any antiparasitics. So the destruction of biofilms is actually often overlooked, but I feel it's really critical to the detox process and to ridding the body of parasites. So this tincture can be taken before a protocol and then continue throughout. Once the gut is healed and sealed, the process of rebuilding microbiome and nutrifying and mineralizing the body can begin. In my opinion, this is a non-negotiable step pre-detox. Your body really needs to be at optimal health in order to be strong enough for a successful detox to take place. The body really heals itself, so we're merely giving it what it needs to do so. And right now it would seem that our body's natural detox systems are severely overloaded and compromised due to the poisoning of all things. So we really need to take some extra care and attention with this. So while it's not possible to supplement a bad diet, diet alone won't cut it anymore. This is mainly due to the monocrop farming system we have in place, the depletion of our soils, the herbicides, and especially glyphosate that permeate our earth and foods, not to mention the heavy metals raining down on us. Then there's also radiation, which weakens things, including and especially the blood-brain barrier. And this allows undesirables to more easily cross over, like parasites. EMFs can also increase mycotoxin release from mold by 600%. Mycotoxins are like a silent but deadly fart from mold, and they can certainly negatively affect bodily constitution. And mold happens to be a lot more prevalent in our environment than most people realize. So just be mindful that environmental factors absolutely do play a role in all of this. And so do genetics, epigenetics, and things like gene mutations. All of these things can completely hinder the ability to detox altogether. Now, Nish and I can dive more deeply into those issues in the next episode, but these are just some things to take into account. When you're building up your body in preparation for a cleanse, it's not necessary to go completely mentally ill, biohacking yourself to smithereens. And there's only so much you can afford and so much you can take during the course of a day. You don't want to be taking 50 different supplements, and that's in fact shown to make people more sick. It's kind of hard to be universal on the subject of vitamins and supplements because each individual really is a study of one. So you need to take some inventory if you can or you desire to, include some testing, and just see what you're lacking and try to fill in the gaps. Now, navigating the vitamin and supplement world can be really tricky. These things change a lot and they seem to be under attack as well. But you want to make sure that you're getting real, true, quality products. When you're sourcing, you can ask yourself a few simple questions like, who made this product? What's their story? Are they out and about in the world talking about their products? What are the ingredients of these products? Can you find any reviews on them? Is the product third-party tested, proving what they say is in there actually is in there? Now, third-party testing is not always possible, but just use your best discernment when you're sourcing your vitamins and supplements. I'm going to share a few places I source from that I feel are of a higher quality and that I've personally used with success. So for herbs, I do have an herbalist, but I also source from Mountain Rose Herbs out of Oregon, as well as Organic Olivia, who has some incredible tinctures, including some I use during my protocols. There's Quicksilver Scientific, and that's run by a brilliant man named Dr. Chris Shade. And they have a lot of products for detoxing, including some of the best binders I've found on the market. There's also Chemical Free Body, and this is run by Tim James. And he created this company after suffering a pretty serious health crisis himself. There's also BioPure, and that is Dr. Dietrich Klinghart's line, and some of you may be familiar with his work. A few more great companies are Systemic Formulas, Aura Roots, and Symbiotica. We will provide some links to these for you guys. So one more very important company that I absolutely must bring up is called Upgraded Formulas. And this is a company that focuses on mineral health. It was created by a man named Barton Scott. When he was in his early 20s, he found himself very ill and basically that of a dementia patient. He was studying to become a nutritionist at the time, and he was able to trace back all of his issues to mineral deficiency. So I cannot stress enough how important minerals are to our overall health, and especially to detoxing. Without minerals, we have no energy to go through this process. When our cells are properly mineralized, they can actually destroy parasites on their own. And everyone should check out a YouTube video called White Blood Cells Destroy a Parasite. This is a short video that shows the blood cells removing a parasitic worm in real time. And this is actually what our cells are supposed to do. But it would seem this just isn't happening for most people. So be aware of that, and be aware that everything within the body will be off kilter if your minerals are out of balance. There's also heavy metals within our atmosphere, as we all know, which definitely deplete our good minerals. Then the body takes on more heavy metals, and parasites really love heavy metals. It's like their food. So I believe in order to really effectively cleanse and restore health, that minerals must be considered as part of this process. Minerals can be kind of confusing and convoluted, actually. There's a lot of nuance to it all. Some will say that everyone in the world is copper toxic, while others will say copper toxicity is a myth. So when it comes to mineral health, you really can't guess. And that's why I'm mentioning Upgraded Formulas to everyone. And here you can find a test that can help you determine what minerals you may be deficient in and what kind of heavy metals may have accumulated. I did a test, and it turns out I have a lot of minerals deficient, especially magnesium, which a lot of people really are deficient in. And my heavy metals were barium, strontium, and aluminum. I mean, imagine that. So just consider this test if you're feeling like you want to figure out what minerals that you need. Because optimal health really is impossible without our minerals. It's also said that mineral deficiency can contribute to a closed mind. And isn't that just exactly what we're seeing these days in the world at large? So check into minerals, find out what you need. Upgraded Formulas has a product line that uses nanoparticles. And no, I'm not talking like the singularity, but rather referring to size, which is micro. So they can enter and absorb within cells more efficiently. With all of that said, I realized that this may be the most extensive phase one anyone has ever heard. But over the years, I've come to find that all of this is extremely important to any successful detox. You can work on things simultaneously. It's not always a step-by-step process. And as you gain experience and gain understanding of your body, you'll begin to realize how it all kind of overlaps. I know it's a lot to take in, but I really feel I would be remiss in my duty if I did not cover these issues. And I've definitely seen many people fail at properly detoxing when they have not taken these issues into consideration. So how you proceed within phase zero is up to you. But if your detoxes aren't working for you, this may be why. And all of this will really help to stimulate your body's natural healing abilities in the end. Okay, so now we are getting into the phase one of detoxing, which is basically opening up the drainage pathways of the body. And this is a really necessary part of the process and must be done before jumping into a killing protocol. So for me, this includes the colon and the lymphatic system, but also the nervous system, the skin, and even the energy of the body. Now, when it comes to the nervous system, if you're caught in fight or flight mode, you will not be able to go through this process and heal properly. Parasites can really ride the nervous system, and they do affect it, especially when they're on their way out the door. So if your nervous system is already out of whack, a serious detox protocol is really going to fry you. Luckily for us, we have within our midst a wonderful woman named Lila Marie, who works with the nervous system. And if you haven't already, definitely give the episode that Nish did with her a few months back a listen. Okay, so the colon also needs to be addressed and cleared. And even if you're regular, things start to build up in there, and it needs to be extra easy for dead parasites and their toxins to be eliminated quickly and efficiently. Coffee enemas are really excellent for this, and can really increase drainage support and even help to stimulate the vagus nerve as well. And that can really help promote rest and digest. You could possibly see some critters from the intestines or even the liver as the coffee solution will travel through the hepatic portal vein, but you won't get everything out this way, and you might not even see any parasites eliminated at all with this method. But you're just clearing the way. Now, make sure that you use the right kind of coffee. It's not just any type will do. There's one called Green Therapy Roast, and that was created especially for the Gerson therapy community. Dr. Gerson was the first one to use the coffee enema for healing purposes. There's another product called Purity Coffee, and one called Life Boost Coffee. We'll provide some links for these products and an instructional coffee enema video. So coffee enemas are not for everyone, and that's okay. There are some other options like colon cleanse supplements available. I personally use Dr. Christopher's Quick Colon Formula. He was a master herbalist, and he has a lot of fantastic products out there available on the market. There's other colon cleanse supplements as well. So you take that supplement about a week before any detox protocol, and then that's continued to be taken throughout. Some protocols you can buy like in a complete set or a kit, and this will be provided. Definitely be cautious of any protocol that omits this step. That's definitely a red flag. You're also going to want to make sure that you're hydrating. That's something to always remember. put post-it notes around saying drink water if you need to. But hydration isn't only just drinking a bunch of water. That can actually dehydrate you, believe it or not. Your body really needs electrolytes, and your body craves that, especially when detoxing. So you may have your own electrolyte blend powder, but I recommend one called Element, which is spelled L-M-N-T. This is really the most superior electrolyte powder I have ever used, and I definitely highly, highly recommend it. So we will provide a link to that. Also to be included in this part of the process is lymph drainage. And that can be facilitated in a number of ways, including lymph massage, dry brushing, rebounding. There's also a technique called gua sha for the face and neck, and that's a traditional Chinese medicine practice. So definitely look into those things. Finally, I believe it's absolutely critical that we address our energy body. We are all energetic beings. And the flow of energy, or qi as it's referred to in the martial world, does actually play a big role in both the cleansing and the healing process. This aspect is often omitted from protocols and isn't really discussed much, which I think is a mistake because this is some deep work to prepare for. And trapped and stuck energies need to be released in order to make sure the energy is flowing through your body correctly. So you can build your life force and then put it into this important work you're doing. This practice will also help you with focus and help to sharpen your mind. You really need your mind as sharp as possible because the parasites will fuck with it, especially as they're on their way out. So we're going to link a simple breathing exercise that is a martial practice called poor breathing. This video is done by a fantastic human I know, who also has an entire series of Qigong videos that you can follow along with and will really help you get grounded and centered if you're interested. So that's the phase one of this, and it's super important stuff not to be missed or ignored. Before we get into the phase two, the killing protocols and medicines, and the real meat and potatoes of all of this, I'd just like to express why exactly I find it to be so necessary that everyone embark on these detox cleanses. One being all of the poisons that are thrown at us, including energetically and including frequency. Although I do believe it's possible to be healthy during these times, I feel that the idea that someone can be healthy just by clean living and clean diet alone is a myth. That's my opinion, man, so you can take it or leave it. But I also believe we must detox and cleanse because of the rope worms. Okay, so I mentioned these earlier, and what in the hell are the rope worms? Well, these things are quite shrouded in mystery, so I'm afraid I really have more questions than I do answers for you, at least at this time. The first scientist to even discuss this particular parasite was a Russian scientist by the name of Dr. Gubarov, and very few other people in the realm have even discussed these things. And so you're not going to find a whole lot of info out there on the topic. But what I can tell you from what I've seen come out of people and from scientific lab work is that, for one, these things seem to be in most everyone. They also are known to possess human DNA, insect DNA, as well as unidentified DNA. They also seem to create a slime mold layer of protection around themselves. And as I mentioned earlier, mold becomes increasingly toxic as certain frequencies are introduced. The ropeworms, like most parasites, have five stages of life. And they have actually been removed in adult form from very young children. So it does not seem to take that long for them to develop. And they kind of happen to be one of the most difficult parasites to fully rid the body of. Even people I know who are quite young and healthy have released these things during a cleanse. So far, from what I've been able to read of Dr. Gubarov's work that has been translated from Russian, he is of the opinion that all illnesses may be related to the ropeworm. There's also an out-of-this-world brilliant scientist who I know many of you here are familiar with, named Harold Kaltzvela. Now, he believes these ropeworms are sort of a doorway that can allow demonic entities to enter and inhabit the human body. So, are the ropeworms a biosynthetic organism created by DARPA that acts as a portal for possession, helping them to further their transhuman agenda? Maybe, maybe not. But this is exactly the reason why we must cleanse. All right. So now we're on to phase two, which is the killing part, involving antiparasitics, binders, and organ support. It's important to remember that this is not a one-size-fits-all, and everyone's constitution and toxic load is different. Choosing a protocol or medicine is very personal, but it's important to use discernment and maybe ask yourself a few questions as you're choosing a particular method. Questions like, does this protocol resonate with me? Does this protocol make sense to me? Can I follow it easily? Who created this protocol? And what are their intentions? Does this person who created this protocol actually have real knowledge and experience ridding the body of parasites? Does this protocol have actual measured success or reviews? Does this protocol include the opening of drainage pathways, as well as binders and organ support? It's also important to remember that this is not a one and done. You don't just take a pill the night of the full moon and you're good. Real detoxes are measured in months, and this process does take some time. Patience, persistence, and consistency. That's really the name of the game here. You also always want to remember to go low and slow. Because as you move through this process, things can really begin to flare. So you need to be able to back off a bit if necessary. As parasites die, they really mess with you. And they release toxins. So things may become a bit exacerbated for a time. And it can actually even be uncomfortable sometimes. This is often referred to as a Herxheimer reaction, which is a natural and normal part of this process. So, yes, you are going to feel some things, okay? But that does not mean you're going to be writhing in death agony on the bathroom floor, praying to God to spare your life. Now, that is exactly what you don't want. And anyone who tells you you need to go through something like that, or that you need to feel a whole lot worse before you can get better, should raise some red flags. But a purge really is part of it. And that's why we always go low and slow. We need to respect our body and really try to tune into its divine wisdom, not just tell it to shut up like the allopathic model does. So give your body some grace and some gratitude. Herxheimer reactions can vary greatly, but should all be totally manageable, especially if you're gainfully employed and you have to work a job through all of this. So remember, slow and low to start. Nothing too extreme. It may take a little time to see results, so you have to have some patience with this. You don't want to go too hard or too fast, especially if your body is too weak or too toxic. Have confidence in your body's ability to heal, and have confidence in the medicine and in the protocol that you chose. Parasite protocols are most often done during the full moon, but they can also be done during the new moon as well. So I'm going to go over some of the medicines that I and many others I know have used with great success. Quickly, I want to touch on frequency. Frequency does affect parasites, and there's a device that's usually called a zapper that can kill them. This was originally developed by Hulda Clark, who kind of pioneered this method. But these devices can be a bit expensive and hard to get. And it's also really easy to overdo it with these. So I think it's best to use these devices with someone who actually knows what they're doing. For oral medicines, there's the herbal method, and that's a combination usually of wormwood, black walnut, and clove. This can come in a tincture form, and there's also a capsule form. I think the best on the market is by Health Forest Superfoods, and it's called Scram, which is available on their website. If you have any allergies, you can actually buy all the herbal tinctures separately. And even those who don't have allergies sometimes like to do that just to have more control on the exact dosage of each herb. Another fantastic herb is neem, also available in both tincture form and capsule form. Parasites absolutely hate this stuff, so it's really good to incorporate in protocols. So there's also an herb called Mimosa pudica. This is like a sticky herb, and it really helps to kind of clear things out. My favorite Mimosa pudica is by a company called Cellcore. And this is the best quality I've found so far with this herb. There's also an herb called Shanka Pedra. This is not an anti-parasitic, but a fantastic stone breaker and can be incorporated into protocols and is to be used intermittently throughout. Okay, so there's also a myrrh protocol that a lot of people have used with success. I can give specific details on this exact protocol within the speakeasy at a later time. Now, it's been kind of hard to find a myrrh supplement so far that I feel comes from a quality source, but what I've been using has worked so far. Mountain Rose Herbs does sell myrrh in bulk, and it's possible to encapsulate your own if you want to take the time to do that. So then there's turpentine, and this can be used for a parasite cleanse as well. Originally pioneered by Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Now, this is not the turpentine that you find at the hardware store, but rather goes by the name Pure Pine Gum Spirit. There are a few available on the market, but we will provide a link to where I source mine, which I have found to be the best quality so far. And on this site, there's also some links to videos where you can get more specifics on protocols and other medicines to use with it. Now, with turpentine, I've actually found quite a vast array of experiences from person to person. For some people, it seems really strong, and not so much for others. So, like any of the medicines, really, it just depends on the person. You can also check BitChute for a bunch of really good turpentine protocol videos. So another medicine, which is the one I found to actually be the absolute best so far, is MMS or CDS. MMS stands for Miracle Mineral Solution or Master Mineral Solution, and CDS stands for Chlorine Dioxide Solution. Both of these medicines utilize the same ingredients, which are sodium chloride, and that's basically a salt, and hydrochloric acid, and that acts as a stomach acid and actually is naturally in the stomach already. So MMS and CDS, just for simplicity's sake, are medicines that use the same ingredients but are prepared differently. So this medicine was kind of discovered by accident back in the 80s by a man named Jim Humble, who some of you may be familiar with. He was an aerospace engineer and a chemist, and while he was on a gold mining expedition deep in the jungles of Venezuela, some of his crew fell ill with malaria. Now, they were pretty remote, and the nearest village was like 3 days away. So maybe it was in part an act of desperation, but Jim decided to administer to his crew some drops of the solution that he had been using to purify the water down there. And that was chlorine dioxide. Well, in a matter of just a few days, his crew was back on their feet and back to work again. So this was kind of like a happy accident that led to one of the greatest health discoveries of all time. There have been an extensive variety of protocols created to use with these medicines. And we're going to provide a link to an excellent site called the Universal Antidote that takes a real deep dive into this medicine and is a great starting point if you want to learn more. Another link that we will provide is a site called Health Revolution Solution. And this site dives a little deeper into the MMS protocols specifically. I know the people who run this site personally, and they're good folks. This site also provides some information on a medicine called DMSO, and some of you may have heard of this medicine. This is a medicine that can be added to an MMS or CDS protocol and is one of the only medicines that can actually break the blood-brain barrier. So that's when you're getting into more advanced protocols, but definitely take a look at that. So on the site, the Universal Antidote, you'll find a man named Dr. Andreas Kalker. He's really a master of these medicines and definitely someone to keep your eye on if you're interested in using them. He does still do interviews and presentations, and he has a book called Forbidden Health. Now, this book is not available in print. It's on the internet and download only. And Forbidden Health really is the most appropriate name, because so far, this medicine is the most censored medicine I've ever come across. Okay, so then we have our pharmaceutical antiparasitics, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with by now. This includes ivermectin, fenbendazole, and abendazole. The latter being one that can break the blood-brain barrier. There are others as well, but these seem to be the most easily available so far. So these are quite powerful and really not to be used right off the bat. They will take all of the toxins within the body and draw them right into the bloodstream. So if you're super toxic, you're going to be in trouble if you start here. So these medicines are really something to work up to and can be added to other medicines and protocols as well. Now, these medicines do have some bad press out there, and I've read through a lot of that info in those reports, and personally, I kind of feel like they may be bullshit. But it's just something to be aware of. In fact, all of these medicines I mentioned really will have some sort of negative information about them out there somewhere. So just use your best discernment and figure out what's right for you. With whatever protocol and medicine you choose, you must also always include binders. Parasites release toxins as they die. And you want to be able to mop that stuff up quickly and efficiently and have it eliminated. I feel it's best to include two different binders within a protocol because they can all do different things. And you want to make sure you're cleaning everything up super well. Chlorella, which is something I'm sure a lot of you have heard of, is something that can be used as a binder. And it's actually a superfood and not a supplement. So you can take a bit more of it when you're on a detox protocol. It's not really strong enough to be used alone. So you're going to want to incorporate one or two other binders with it. You can also add a cilantro tincture to take at the same time, and that helps to strengthen it as well. Now, keep in mind that like 90% of the chlorella on the market has lead in it. So that's exactly what you don't want to add into your cleanse. The purest, cleanest chlorella I've ever found is available at a place called energybits.com, and we'll have a link for that. Now, it's a little bit pricey, so if it's out of reach, just remember that what you're looking for is cracked cell wall chlorella. Chlorella is also great to use because it can help to eliminate some of the heavy metals that build up as well. Now, as far as other binders, there's activated charcoal, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with. What you're looking for here is a coconut-based charcoal, so keep that in mind. Others on the market can be impure. There's also zeolite, but you've got to be extremely cautious when you're sourcing this product because a lot of it that's out there is filled with toxins and is impure. Quicksilver Scientific, which I mentioned earlier, makes a great binder supplement that combines the charcoal and the zeolite. There's also a supplement called ZeoBind, and that's available at BioPure. One of my absolute favorite binders to use is called Fulvic Minerals, and this usually comes in a liquid tincture. This can help to mineralize your body as well as target toxins for elimination. This medicine has the ability to actually go inside of the cells and remove the bad stuff, instead of just remaining in the digestive tract like other binders do. So it's a super powerful one to use when cleansing. So just as an example, I always take Fulvic Minerals in the morning on an empty stomach about an hour before I eat breakfast. And then I take activated charcoal about an hour after I eat dinner, just before I go to bed. Now, it's super important to always space out your meals and any other medicines, supplements, or vitamins that you're taking so that you don't bind up all of that and the nutrients and flush them out. Okay, so there's also apple or citrus pectins you can use as binders. I don't have a lot of experience with those two, but I know that they can be used. So when you're doing these parasite protocols, it's imperative you're going regularly. Number two, yes, you want brisk traffic, as they say. So you should be going 2 or 3 times a day. So you may or may not have to perform enemas. It just really depends on the individual person, but most people do have to perform the enemas. Now, if you've never done one before, it can be kind of awkward. So we're going to provide a link to my absolute favorite instructional video on enemas, and I'm sure you're all just going to love it. You may also consider doing castor oil packs, and these can really help to get things flowing through more quickly and efficiently. Parasites and even the protocols themselves can make you constipated for sure. So you very well may be doing enemas every day that you're taking antiparasitics and binders. And as I mentioned before, make sure to hydrate. Always hydrate. Through this time period, your body and organs will be working extra hard. So they're going to need some extra support, especially the kidneys and the liver. There are a lot of different products to choose from for this. I personally like to use a tincture called Liver Juice, and that's from Organic Olivia. And sometimes I just use a simple milk thistle tincture. But like I said, there's a lot to choose from out there, so do some exploring on all that. As your body works through this, remember to take it easy. Try to cut down on stress, lighten up meals, stay away from sugar, processed foods, and gluten. Gluten is really the worst, so if you can omit that altogether, you definitely should. Dairy can also be highly inflammatory. Coffee and alcohol can dehydrate you. So consider switching that stuff out for better options, at least during this time, if you can. Definitely stay away from things like sushi, no raw pork, no raw bear meats, okay? So I actually get a lot of questions about diet specifically, and I feel that's really personal. So decide what's best for you, but just remember to keep it light, whatever you're eating. Keep exercise light, too. No hardcore cardio workouts during this time. Exercise and movement are good. Just keep it mellow. Be nice to yourself and to your body. Give it some grace to do what it needs to heal. It's a process, and it involves the mind and the spirit as well. Make sure to rest as needed. Get good sleep. Try not to process too much bullshit if possible. You can also incorporate some relaxation techniques and spiritual practices, as well as other healing modalities. Things like meditation, walking in nature, grounding, deep breathing, prayer and mindfulness. Put your attention and awareness on yourself and what you're doing. Somatic therapies, inner child work, tapping, even journaling. All of these things can help you move through this. Because through this process, old wounds get opened sometimes, and old memories can come up. Things that have been forgotten tend to resurface. So just keep that in mind. A lot of times this part of it all is not discussed, but it's definitely a big part of this whole journey. If you can afford such things, you can also do acupuncture, ozone therapy, structural work, massage, cranial sacral, even things like facials. At spas, they often have saunas, hot tubs, and even sometimes cold plunges and trampolines for rebounding. So just some things to consider. Also, hot baths are fantastic during this time. There's a lot of recipes for detox baths out there. Just be aware of a few things. Some of them call for baking soda. You need to make sure that you're getting baking soda without aluminum. Two brands I know of that don't have aluminum are Rumford and Bob's Red Mill. You can also add essential oils. Just make absolutely sure your essential oils are top quality products that are pure. And these are not cheap. So just remember that. Also remember to get proper ventilation during bath time. You also want to keep up maintenance on all of this. And that's going to really look different for everyone. You want to continue to put good things into your body. It's not just kill, kill, kill. It's important to continue to support your body to maintain health. Definitely consider doing these protocols at least 2 times a year. Some do them 3 or 4 times a year even. Okay, so now we've gotten to the final phase, which is phase 3, of a real, true parasite cleanse. And that's a liver and gallbladder flush. So the gold standard flush protocol was written by a man named Andreas Moritz. This is available in book form out there and is titled The Amazing Liver and Gallbladder Flush. Now, it's important to follow this protocol exactly, and it's very specific. Bile ducts can get stuffed up with stones that carry and hold toxins. Also, parasites can swim in there as they die and get trapped. So this process involves a malic acid, which most people use apple juice. Make sure whatever juice you're using, it's organic and it comes in a glass bottle. And this softens the stones. Then there's an Epsom salt olive oil drink. Not Epsom salt you use in the bath, but 100% pure essential salt. Now, this elixir can taste pretty bad. So you're welcome to disguise the taste. I always do. You can do a castor pack and then sleep or lay down, staying as still as possible for a time. Now, you could feel a release immediately or when you wake up. It doesn't hurt, but you can definitely feel it. You can also do an enema after this process, if you want to. And you'll continue with this flush protocol until no more stones are released. Now, this is just a side note. Ladies, if you're on your moon time, just wait until that's over before you proceed with the flush, because it can really suck otherwise. Fair warning. So some people think this is unnecessary or a waste of time, so that's for you to decide. I've seen it work wonders, and you're really just clearing out extra junk your body doesn't need in there. But it's definitely important to also think long-term and try to make the appropriate changes to your diet and lifestyle that will help continue to support not only the organs, but your body as a whole. And really, with everything I've talked about today, it's always important to think long-term because there are no quick fixes, unfortunately. I believe we should focus on our health at all times, and at least for me, that includes cleansing and detoxing. It's really a lifestyle that begins to take shape, one that I think we should cultivate with care and intention to the best of our ability. Our health is our wealth, as they say. All right. So, I know this is quite a lot of information to chew on and think over. But I encourage everyone to just get started wherever you are, however you can. I believe this process is a whole lot more than just pooping out some worms, and really is at its core some deep embodied shadow work. It's really a journey of self-reflection and self-resurrection. But knowing is only half the battle, and a journey always starts with the first step. So I know it can be a little intimidating and a little scary at first, but I hope I've given you all some information that's helped to relieve those fears a bit. Have faith and trust yourself. Know that you're on the road to becoming unfuckwithable in a world full of fuckery and fakery. So, I thank you so much to everyone listening today. I appreciate you all, and I hope to see you on the other side of this with a newfound sense of clarity and consciousness.
Thank you, Verde Moon, for this incredible presentation you've put together. I feel honored to be able to present this on the marquee and to anyone out there with ears to hear, because this is, like you said, ultimately a lifestyle if you allow yourself to move with the change, with the changes through the education of understanding what we're putting into our bodies, what we're getting in our bodies without actually our real consent via the chemtrails, the leaching of minerals from our soils, the water poisoning, everything. This is where we have to be these days. This is part of the lucid lifestyle. And getting familiar with all this terminology, with these practices, and then the doing of this, the exodus of these parasites. And I do have a conviction in the fact that where we are now, these parasites are the biggest thing we should be looking at, things, if you will, as Harold Kotz-Vella was talking about with the ropeworms. I do feel that these are not the parasites, some of them, especially these ropeworms, that we were looking at in the past. It's a new world with new challenges, and this is a real way for us to try and navigate this territory. And so this has been extremely valuable, and we will be having more presentations. And again, everyone, thank you for hanging in there. Please let us know how this helps you. We will have some speakeasy chats, of course, and we'll let you know about those. But Verde Moon, thank you for all the time and effort and being bold enough to come on and talk with me at this level for the better good of everyone. Thank you so much, darling.
Thank you, Nish. You're so welcome.
What will happen next is in your court. The ball is with you now out there. Check with the physician. Remember our disclaimer. We are giving advice from personal experience. It is for entertainment purposes only. And may this have entertained you enough to create a movement in your life. And that movement is called inner awareness. So with that, we will be signing off here. Thank you very much, everyone that spent the time with us. All right. There we have it, another show here in the Cosmic Salon. I want to thank the producers of the show, Cass, Claire Cathcart, Denise Bissell, Eggtooth, Liz Radican, Eric Peterson, Heather, Jake Vanek, Jennifer the Bruce, Kate Kukulkan, Carrie, Laura Dunn, Lynn Radius, Marcy Shapiro, Mark Betcher, Melanie Poe, Mia Bell, Neil McNaughton, Noelle Jeanette, Pamela Hodall, Rachel Wahlberg, Rod Knight, Sarah Etta, Stephen Mercer, Susan Jenkins, Susan Miller, Wise Night Owl, and Babs, our moderator extraordinaire in the green room, as well as my partner here, Miss Meowface Killa on Instagram, Meredith, who runs all of the socials out there and does the booking. Much love to you, Meredith, and thank you, as well as everyone else that comes to the Cosmic Salon and spends your time or money or energies here. I much appreciate it. We are growing in number. There is an undertow and things are happening. Our lights are shining bright in the darkness of this current time. So thank you. As always, the dreamer loves the dream. The dreamer feeds the dream. The dreamer awakens within the dream. Thank you for dreaming here with me in the Cosmic Salon.